Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 396, Finger Fatigue. How you folks doing? Spring's cranking right along, seeing some really marvelous photographs out there of spring activities. You folks are sharing them. I just can't thank you enough. There's a lot of things that I'm seeing and learning about that, wow, you know, without your sharing your photographs, I wouldn't be party to. And you folks are out there shooting and aren't sharing. Why aren't you sharing? I mean, seriously, you should be sharing. It's a good thing. Had an interesting email come in, full of very kind words, but the subject is, why do you do a podcast? Which, in this day and age, I'm like, whoa, what's coming my way? But actually, it was a very sincere question. And I want to give you an answer. And the email, yeah, that's a better form. So why do I do a podcast? To crank back the time a little bit, we used to put out a quarterly magazine, a technical paper called the BT Journal. Put it out on paper for almost 10 years. And then it got just really just unbelievably expensive. So then we went to the e-zine. Remember those days? Making a quarterly publication that came out through Apple. And then they made it unbelievably expensive. And I never ventured back into it. But I still have, I think, some small bits of knowledge and wisdom I want to pass along. And the podcast, who was suggested to me, boy, I can't remember now. But anyway, somebody said, you know, you could do a podcast. It would still be free and you could share your information and people, if they want to, could listen to it. And now 396 podcasts later, here I am. So that's why I do the podcast. I just want to be able to share what little trivia that I know and wisdom I've gained in hopes that it prevents you from having to reinvent the wheel and move your photography forward, perhaps a little bit faster and hopefully on a surer foot. So hope that answers the question. And on those same veins, we're going to start something new this week. It's called Moose's Shooting Report. You're going to find it on our YouTube channel. I travel a bit and I shoot for quite a bit. And that information that I gain in certain locations, you know, I want to share it. So the first one on Boulevard Flats will go live here shortly. And Boulevard Flats, Texas is a marvelous place to shoot. How do you shoot? What do you do? Where you go? Where you stay? What do you see? That's going to be part of the Moose Shooting Report, which should be a whole lot more regular than any other video I was doing. And hopefully it will help you, again, move your photography forward. I want to thank my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. You know, they have Photo Expo coming up here in about 10 days or so. And it's just another example of all they do to help photographers as well move the ball forward. They've got really great people behind that counter and on that phone. And they just love helping you. They'll give you advice whether you buy from them or not. If you buy from them, you're going to find they have a killer inventory. They have staggeringly low prices, and you're going to save even more money after you check out by mentioning the Moose podcast and saying, I want the Moose discount. So Bedfords.com, they sponsor the Moose podcast, and I, in return, sponsor them because they're great people. So check out Bedfords.com and tell them I sent you. All right, so getting right into this week's episode, finger fatigue. Like I mentioned, I've been out shooting quite a bit. Came back with, this is staggering, just shy of 40,000 images filed from Boulevard Flats and then from Cape Hatteras. All birds, well, I can't say all birds. There were a couple location shoots, nice sunset. Went to the Bodie Lighthouse again, but it was basically all birds, lots of birds, great, great birds. was with some good friends, and we have this very friendly way of competing, and it's not really competition, but I started naming it and calling it the fun meter. I've mentioned it before, and the fun meter, it's just a way to describe how much we love that morning's or that afternoon's or that shooting session. And you go into the Z8, Z9 cameras, you go to the battery info, and then you'll see the battery info after you've freshly charged your battery, a number. It'll tell you the number of images you've shot. Now, one day, one session, I did have the biggest number quite a bit, about 17,000 images. Now, before you get excited, almost half of those, if not more, it was more, were belly shots. And what do I mean by that? I was carrying the Z9, the Z600 F4, in the panning plate down the beach, and I left the camera on by mistake. So my belly hit the shutter release and kept it down and just cranked out thousands of nothing pictures. So they didn't count. But that's what the fun meter is about. It just is a way of saying how much fun we had. And one of the friends I was shooting with on our last morning, I think it was, we had a parade of birds, and the shorebirds come down, they kind of come down in little waves. So they don't stay all at once. They feed, they keep on going down. We're laying prone on the beach and they're walking towards us into the light. So they're front lit. And he had over 10,000 shots. And we're not talking about praying and spraying here. We're talking about just some great photography. And we got back in the vehicle, had a great breakfast, had our high noon break, because when the light really is high and sucky, we just deal with images we shot that morning, talk over what we did right, what we did wrong. So we got back together. He said, I'm ready to go shooting some more, but I've got finger fatigue. And the first thing he talked about was from shooting. And I'm as guilty of this as anybody else. You'll see it in my files. You've got a bird. I had an American golden plover, and it teed up on the sand. The sand had a little bit of a slight tilt to it. It wasn't a flat beach. Had a bit of an angle. And the wave came in, washed around his feet. Then the wave went out, and it was early morning. And everything had this beautiful, warm glow to it. It was gorgeous, gorgeous, gosh, gorgeous. And then on the right side of the frame, there's this kind of angular, triangular highlights from the water had just gone off and was shimmering. And the golden plover was there, and it had its leg cocked, and it was just teed up and just sat there. And I just hit the button, hit the button. It's kind of reminiscent of a long ago story. Just so you know, I've had this affliction a long time. I was up in Churchill in May photographing a nesting Pacific loon. It's gorgeous. So it took about 20, 30 minutes to get up tight. Old days, 800-5.6. More likely it was the F4, Agfa RX film. And remember, there was only 36 frames back then. And I'm shooting vertically, and I get to the shot. It's 5 a.m. The sun is this beautiful mellow light. Look in the viewfinder. There goes a roll of film. Watch the loon carefully eject the roll, put a new roll in. I look in the viewfinder. I'm awestruck again. There goes another roll, which, of course, is 36 exposures. 9 rolls later, I realized nothing had changed, except for I had 9 rolls of unshot film, fewer in my pocket. So his affliction has gone a long way, and that's what he was talking about when he said finger fatigue. And I understand that, and that is, there's nothing wrong with it. yes, you do can fill up cards and hard drives by doing it, but that just brings out, you know, the passion that you're shooting. But then there's the additional finger fatigue when you get back to the computer and you're going, okay, I got 1, 2, 3, 20, 21, 30, 40 shots of the same thing. And you're like hitting the forward button and you're like, okay, again, finger fatigue. Oh, on a side note, up until about a month ago, I had been hitting the forward angle and the delete key on the actual keyboard of the computer on the MacBook Pro. And in some places where I sit, you know, when I'm in some lodge, everything's comfortable doing that. Some places, it's just the angle on my wrist just doesn't. So I went and got an external numeric keyboard for hitting this to avoid finger fatigue, literally. And boy, it made things different. It made things much better, I should say. Much quicker to advance and delete images. So anyway, back to the narrative. The one part of finger fatigue, both at the camera and at the computer, that concerns me, and that does happen, is the mental part. Now, it's not, you know, I've been doing this because the advice of the professionals is what we should do, but every hour we should get off our butts and move around. And when I am dealing with finger fatigue, I make sure, and I actually literally will set an alarm on my iPhone that will go off every hour. So then I get my butt up, I actually stretch, bend over, move, get something to drink. And if I'm in a lodge, a lot of times I'll just open the window or step out on a balcony or go out on the deck, get some fresh air. And I'm telling you, it works. And if I'm shooting, and especially if I'm on the beach prone, with the camera flat and a frisbee doing beach panning, I will take breaks there because my neck, my back, they start to ache. And this last time I had this shot and I had to kind of do this awkward bending up yoga thing, trying to handhold to get the shot. I got the shot, but boy, I gave myself a real Charlie in my side. All these are just, you know, signs that we need to give ourselves physically and mentally a break. So when you get finger fatigue, remember that mentally you're probably, you know, getting a little bit fatigued as well. Give yourself a break. I am not by any stretch of the imagination beginning to even suggest you don't keep shooting when you see that incredible thing and you just lay down the hammer and fire. I mean, you know, as long as you got the card space, right? It's fun. Okay. It's really fun. And that's a really important aspect to finger fatigue and mental fatigue that you've got to keep in the forefront of your photography. And it's got to be really, you got to keep it fun. There's just, if it's not fun, the fatigue can be almost fatal. Right. I've known too many photographers throughout the decades who were really good shooters and did all this, but they got burnt out. They got burnt out. They started, you know, it's not hard to do in those slow times to think about things that might burn you out photography wise. You know, you're filling up your hard drives. You got to buy new hard drives. You've got a catalog. You've got, you know, all that, if you make it a chore, it will cause a fatigue that can be fatal. So you've got to keep it fun. That's a big part of this whole process. So I want everybody to know that one, I do accidentally hold down that shutter release, which is I've talked about before in the Z9 at 20 frames per second and using those pro grade cards, thousands of images piled up. And in case you're wondering, in PhotoMechanic, you select the first image of that mistaken shot that you took tens or hundreds of thousands of, and then you go down to the very last one, hold down the shift key, click on that last one, and then do a command or control delete, and boom, they're all gone. It's that fast. And then I'll empty the trash after I do that. And then the camera, everything's, the computer, everything's happy. But it does happen. You got to laugh at yourself. Got to have fun. There's nothing wrong with pray and spray. There's nothing wrong with having that very friendly, fun meter kind of competition, because it's all about the photograph. And just remember, it only takes one, right, to be successful. And the process you use to get that one, well, there is as many as there is people out there taking pictures. You folks have a marvelous week. Thanks so much for dropping by. I appreciate all the love notes you send in and the questions. And remember to make every click your story.